Yo, so we back in this motherfucker for another edition of F Your Mother. This episode is going to be about Kirk Franklin threatening to stomp his kid's motherfucking head together. Or stomp his ears together, right? I guess now we know the meaning behind that song Stomp back in 1997. He was stomping the praises to the Lord, but he was also giving you clues that he will stomp your ears together if you disrespect him. And like he said on his voice recording that his bitch ass son recorded, he will stomp or break his motherfucking neck. Now, I'm against child abuse, but I'm not against child spanking. But if your kid is 33 years old, that is not a child. While it is your child, that is a grown offspring, right? And I think, I was telling a lady friend of mine, I think both of them are wrong, right? If his son has grievances against him, I think Kirk Franklin is wrong for not listening to his son. According to his son, Kirk Franklin is highly dismissive, doesn't reach out to him, he ignores him, he acts like he's not alive. Hell, according to his son, he didn't even know where his father lived. Now, if that's true, Kirk Franklin is dead wrong as a father. If you're rich, famous, and you have offspring, you should always reach out. Hell, if you broke, let's cut the short shit short. Even if you don't have $1 million in the bank, a large audience and fan base, and you're famous, you should still reach out to your child because that is your offspring. That comes from your body. And I don't know about a lot of people, but my motto is, if you love yourself, you should love your children just as much or not more because they came from you. I couldn't fathom having children. They came from my body and then ignore them or not try to see how they're doing or not try to help them out. Because I love me. And if you love you, you should really love your kids because, like I said, they come from your body. I like everything about my body inside and out. So, I think his son might have had some grievances, and Kirk Franklin is wrong, but his son is also wrong, right? Because even if that is the case, and that's what your father is doing or has done to you, there are certain ways that you should go about it, right? You should not try to record him and expose him to the world and try to damage his public image, right? Kirk Franklin's ability to sell gospel records is incumbent on the ability to actually convince people of that's who he is, right? Even if that's not how he actually is, that's how he portrays himself. Sort of like with DMX or any other superstar. If DMX did all that growling and talked all that killer shit on record and then in real life was a bitch and ran from fights and was a victim getting assaulted by niggas in the streets, that would have highly discredited his image. And it probably would have affected his record sales and his overall perception to the public of who he was, right? So I think his son recording it and then putting it on social media is highly disrespectful. Even if your father is doing some bitch-ass shit. I think I might have heard Kirk Franklin say that they had a family counselor. You need to set up a date and you need to go to the counselor with your father and talk it out. Not try to get the public's opinion swayed on who your father is to try to damage his career. That in itself was dead wrong. But as I was telling my lady friend, if I'm not mistaken, Kirk Franklin lives in Los Angeles, California, near Hollywood. And if you live in Tinseltown or anywhere near Tinseltown, You're already operating among people that are highly dysfunctional, in my opinion. Hollywood is highly dysfunctional. It's toxic. No sane, normal person is gonna live in Hollywood without being affected. And entertainers are no exception. Matter of fact, they're even more prone to the bullshit and toxicity of LA than anybody, because they're within the heart of the heart of the city, right? They are a cog in the machine. So as an individual, you're already dealing with that shit. Then add on the dysfunctionality within black culture, black families, and add on the toxicity of social media, and you have a recipe for a shit show. Now, there's been a lot of memes going around, funny posts making fun of Kirk Franklin for threatening his son, as they should be, because we here for the shit show. Which, me personally, I don't think it's gonna damage Kirk Franklin's career overall. It is gonna slightly affect it. People that do follow him or buy his content are probably gonna be swayed by, you know what I'm saying, hearing that shit. Now, if you're a Christian or a black Christian, you're not really surprised that he went off on his son, because me being a black person within the black community, Christians are the most hypocritical motherfuckers. They believe you can do anything and God'll forgive you or absolve you for the fuck shit. That's not how religion works. But once again, black people, in my opinion, not all, but most of us are highly dysfunctional. So while most black people that follow Kirk Franklin, buy his music, are going to dismiss it, right? Not nothing that's going to totally affect his career. There are a few people, a segment of fans, that are not going to fuck with him. Because you should know, according to the teachings of your Christ, how to conduct yourself, right, amongst your family or even and other people. But you should really have more compassion and understanding to your family, right? Like, what does the Bible say? Be slow to speak, slow to wrath, quick to listen. If you listen to that recording, even just the snippet that I heard, right, which was like 45 seconds, Kirk Franklin didn't even try to compose himself. And once again, if you're rich and famous, even if it's your family member, you should always be under the impression, with the emergence of social media, you should always be under the impression that the streets is watching. Like, you should act like you're being recorded, even if you're not. Just in the off chance that you are. You know what I'm saying? You don't say nothing that makes you look like a fucking idiot. Now, I know a lot of people gonna say, gee, but you don't have kids. So, like, you don't know how you react. I know how I react, because I know how I react to people within my family. And I had a fucking toxic situation with my sister a couple days ago, right? She was being ignorant and rambling and over-talking me, to which I didn't lose my cool. Like, she irritated the fuck out of me. And as pissed off as she might have tried to make me, I love my sister, so I'm not going to say something that I have to come back later on. Now, I'm not famous and rich, so I don't think she was recording me. Most of my conversations, if you ask me, I don't think are ever recorded. But even if they were, like, I conduct myself, just because there is social media and I'm a podcaster, I don't want to blow up, be like Joe Rogan, and then somebody releases an audio of me acting like a fucking idiot. Not only that, I love my family. And I'm not even a religious person, and I know how to hold my composure intact. Right? Let them get whatever the fuck they gonna get off their chest. And like I said, whatever the person says, you should be able to talk it out, right? Like a civilized individual. And don't get me fucked up, I haven't always been this civilized, composed, and tactful. But I think Kirk Franklin is like in his early 50s. Like, dog, you're famous. So you should be under the impression that you're being recorded. Two, you in your 50s. There comes a certain level of composure and decorum that I believe that a 50-year-old should conduct themselves. As much as a person pisses you off, dog, you're not 25. Hell, you're not even 35. Shit, for that matter, you're not even 45. So you should know how to conduct yourself in a well-composed manner. But like I said, both of them, if you ask me, in my opinion, both of them are wrong. However, I think Kirk Franklin was the initiator in being wrong, right? You should listen to your child. You should reach out to them. You should help them. You should be understanding to your children. Because I think that's what parents do and should be. And on top of all that, I don't give a fuck if I have kids or not. My opinion is that you owe your children. You had them. They didn't have you. However, I do believe that children should also conduct themselves respectfully towards their parents because their parents gave them life. That right there should give a person a certain level of homage, right? Respect, humbleness. Because by all means, you could have been swallowed or aborted. So, that's just my opinion on that. Also, if your parent is a dickhead and you can't talk to them and they don't want to be understanding, just don't deal with them. But Kirk Franklin is rich and famous. So, son, try and get some of that money probably. Even though I'm going to go out of here on a limb and say I don't think the money or fame aspect is a big thing about it. It's probably partially the reason his son was, you know, doing what he did. But he probably wants his father just to understand him, right? And listen to him. I had the same talk with my father. Now, I'm not rich or famous, so the conversation I had with my pops wasn't necessarily about money. But I did have to correct him when he made a comment saying that nobody, you're a grown man, nobody owes you anything. Now, with my father, I don't know the ins and outs of Kirk Franklin and his son's dynamic. I don't know what he has done or didn't do for his son financially, emotionally, or whatever. But my father wasn't around the first 15 years of my life. Never sent a birthday card, never called me on my birthday, never wished me a happy birthday, never did shit. Didn't come to a PTA meeting because he was out being a tramp-ass crackhead. So I had to correct my father and tell him, you know, that'd be one thing, nobody owes you anything, but you never did anything. So to fix your face to say that, you're dead wrong. You should be the last person. I would understand if you took care of me, if you contributed financially to my well-being while I was growing up and living with my mom. You didn't even do that shit. You were too busy being selfish, self-absorbed, and drug addicted. So you have no right to tell your son that nobody owes you. Because I think, and if you say this shit out loud to anybody, you kind of do owe something. You owe time that you can't ever get back. You owe resources that you never allotted. My mom had to struggle because this jackass wanted to be a dickhead and not be involved in my life, right? You owe something. You don't get to go through life, right? Like, you can just have kids and just get the fuck up and like, not give them guidance. Now, my pops did, you know what I'm saying, re-enter my life when I was 14 and a half, and I did end up moving back with him probably when I was almost 16, right? And I lived with him for 2 years until I turned 17 and a half. Then moved the fuck out. And he did give me some gems and, you know what I'm saying, some food for thought as a young adult. It still doesn't negate the fact that, motherfucker, you wasn't there the majority of my upbringing. But I just acknowledge that that's the toxicity and dysfunctionality of black people, right? Which when I have children, I will effectively break that cycle. I'm not going to be one of these selfish, self-absorbed adults that have children and then leave them out to the fucking wolves in the cold. No matter how much they piss me off. Especially as a 50-year-old motherfucker, you should really have some type of understanding. You've been in the world a half a century. You've seen some shit. You know how wicked this world could be. Hell, if you're a Christian like Kirk Franklin that speaks on the spirits and evil spirits in the world and the pitfalls that the devil allegedly tries to throw during a person's journey called life, you should really be understanding to your kid's dilemma, whatever it is. But like I said, they're both wrong. Kirk Franklin owes his child an apology. He owes his child the opportunity to listen to him. And his child is old and ass whooping, right? He earned that shit. Any man that records an audio and uploads it on social media needs their ass firmly whipped. Give a fuck if you my kid. Fuck you doing exposing how I snapped on you. What the fuck is the world gonna do? Especially when I run into you, I'm gonna whip your ass. The world ain't gonna stop me and ain't gonna get me off your ass. That's what every child should be mindful of. You do some low undercutting hand, underhand cut shit like that, you should expect to get your ass whipped. And I don't give a fuck who you call out, law enforcement, the public, passerbyers. When I see you, you better be ready for this tune-up. Because while I won't really be beating the shit bricks off my kids, there will be an understanding of things that you do and don't do. And recording me and putting it on social media, that is a no-no. Let my kid do that. Let my future child. And my future child, if you ever hear this recording, let you post some shit and put it on social media. When I see you, we gonna talk it out, but I'm gonna firmly kick your ass. Especially if I'm rich and famous. Don't be trying to, you know what I'm saying, expose me. Fuck is wrong with you? I wouldn't expose my child, therefore my child shouldn't be trying to expose me. You try to detrimentally, especially if it's at the detriment of my career, beat the hell out you when I see you. But whether he whips his son's ass and breaks his neck or they talk it out, I hope they do come together. Not because he's a Christian, not because he's a father, but because he's a decent, civilized human being. Even though, like I said, they're operating under dysfunctionality and toxicity, so that probably won't happen. He'll probably be even more estranged from his son. Hell, he said he was estranged from his son in an interview. If that's the case, I don't think the recording being released to the public is actually going to help that. If anything, it's going to further damage their career, his career, and further damage his relationship. So, Kirk, if you're listening, you might as well just let that shit go. Let it go, let it die. But when you see your son, you should at least talk it out to him, or talk it out with him. And if that don't work, stump his ears between his head. Anyways, that's just been my thoughts, ideals, and opinions on that. If you've been entertained, informed, enlightened, or educated on how you can be a better fucking parent and a better fucking child to your parent, that's what's up. And if you're one of these hypocritical motherfuckers that think Kirk Franklin is in the right and his son is in the wrong, and you see a one-sided version of this whole scenario, then F your mother.